We read the story in Scripture where Christ calls the deacons forward and lays hands upon them and sends them out in service to widows and children. Well, the laying of hands to the permanent diaconate still happens today. And back on October 25th, five men in the Archdiocese of Portland were made permanent deacons. And one of those is Deacon Randall Livinggood. He is now serving at St. Paul's Catholic Church in Eugene, joining us today to talk more about his diaconal ministry. Good morning, Deacon Randall. Thanks for being with us.
And good morning to you. It's great to be here.
Looking back, now back in October was when you were ordained, and we read about the call of the deacons in Scripture. Do you think about the fact that when Christ laid hands on those apostles, who then we have the apostolic succession in our own church, that those hands eventually led to the moment where our Archbishop laid hands on you? Do you feel now this kind of great ancient history of a vocation of service to his church?
I do. It's just fascinating to me that you asked that question, because while we were sitting here, I was thinking there was one thing that I thought was really important that I wanted to say. And that was that when we prepare to move toward the diaconate, there's the running joke that it's always a question until the Archbishop lays his hands on your mm-hmm. head. And what I remember about that in specific is that when the Archbishop laid his hands on my head, he does a silent prayer, and you don't hear it, but let me tell you for a fact, you feel it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had that kind of a spiritual experience before. I truly felt changed. I felt God re-etching my character in the way that He wanted it to be. And my prayer and my goal is always to lean into that and to be more of who that person is.
Deacon Randall, as I said, we read the story of Scripture and the calling of the deacons. It was at that moment also that God knew that more than 2,000 years later, five men would be called. And on October 25th at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, they will be made deacons. And really, you think about your entire life, it was bringing you to this moment. So for our listeners, just introduce us to yourself and kind of what led you to that moment on October 25th.
Yeah, I was one of those lucky people who had God-fearing parents. They were not Catholic, but they loved God in a deeply passionate and personal way, and they raised us to seek after God. And at a very early age, I knew that I was going to serve God in some kind of special way. Wasn't sure what that looked like, but it certainly was going to be in His church. And as time went on, all of my life experiences, the people that I met, all of those things form you and make you who you are. And I remember having dreams about ordination. I remember having thoughts about, and it wasn't ordination in my father's church. It was ordination in the Catholic Church. And I can look back at that now, and I can see those images in my head, which are still very real. So all of those things drew me to a place of being able to accept what I believed was God's call and what the church later affirmed was God's call for me. And so I am deeply touched by the way God throughout my life has nudged me along and urged me in different directions and made me willing and made me open. And I think that was the key for me to the whole thing.
Deacon Randall, we all had an opportunity. Many were there at the cathedral that day. I watched through the live stream all of you there standing in the cathedral. Just let's talk a little bit about that day, because, you know, you're right. You remember very distinctly things. Was there something in particular throughout your ordination? And maybe it was, as you said, when the Archbishop laid hands, or was it maybe prostrating yourself on the ground or pledging obedience? Was there a particular moment that you just knew that everything about the moment was absolutely right and that you were doing God's will for your own life at that moment?
Yeah, that's a that's something that really conjures up some images for me and some feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that, first of all, there were several things for me. The prostration was one. You know, you're able to prostrate yourself in front of God's altar, in front of the tabernacle, in front of all of God's people. And you're able to say, and we all get different things to say, right? We all have ideas about what we're going to do. And as I laid there on the floor, I remember just saying over and over, God, I give myself to you today.
Mm.
That's a powerful thing. We don't often get to give anyone all of ourselves. You know, even with our mates, there are pieces of us that they may not see for a while. But that was a great moment for me. That was a moment that I certainly knew deeply that this is what I was supposed to do. And I just don't think I could ask for more of an affirmation than that.
If you are just tuning in, Deacon Randall Living Good is joining us today. He was ordained to the permanent diaconate on October 25th and is now serving at St. Paul's Catholic Church in Eugene. The diaconate ordination, especially you being in the permanent diaconate, it is a ministry of service. And your ordination frees you to serve openly for God and for his people. How do you see your diaconal ministry lived out and serving those who need you and your time and attention and prayer at St. Paul's, but also as a complement to what is happening on the altar with the priest?
Yeah, the beauty of that is that it's all about opportunity. And all of us have opportunities. They may not be the same, but we all have opportunities to serve. And so for me, my opportunity to serve St. Paul is to provide help to those who may need a listening ear and a tender heart that's receptive toward God to help them find their way through difficult times. And that to me is a tremendous offering. And it's always my prayer that those times that I spend with the people of God provide what they need to move ahead to their goal to become more of who God wants them to be. The other thing, of course, is that one of the things that I didn't realize until I got there, but, you know, I'm standing 2 feet away from the Holy Priest of God who's confecting the Eucharist. It's right in front of you. I can't take my eyes off of it. I don't care what else is going on. I'm focused in that moment, in that watching the miracle happen where God puts his finger into the lives of everyday people and a miracle is occurring. And I know that the angels are ascending and descending. And I just picture that in my mind. And it's glorious to be so close to what God is actually doing and to feel that presence and to feel his love for me and for everyone else who's about to receive the Holy Eucharist.
Deacon Randall, along the way, you've had, I know, many people who have been praying for you, for helping you. But as a permanent deacon, unlike the transitional deacons that we see in the church, who are men who are on their way to the priesthood, your vocation before you became a deacon was to your wife. Looking forward now in your years that you're going to be able to serve as a deacon, how do you see your wife being kind of one of those grounding supports that allow you to do everything else that God calls you to do?
Yeah, she is that indeed. I remember talking about how she was supporting me and the fact that I described it as both of her hands on each shoulder blade and her pushing me forward, making sure that I did not give up on myself or on what God wanted. And the way that she continues to ground me is she's being my wife. She's not afraid to let me know if there's something that she sees that's amiss, and she'll tell me. She says it in love. You know, she'll say, well, you know, you could have done this, or, you know, things like that. But she's always there to support me. And I think that's one of the, if there was something I could say to all the women out there who are married to men who are thinking about the diaconate, the reality is that without our wives supporting us, without them praying for us, without them being there for us, the diaconate just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And while some people may think that the wives don't offer much, they offer the most important thing of all, love, prayer, and support for their deacon husbands.
You know, we always bring with us a life of experience. You and your wife had lives before you were married, and then you converted to the faith, and that eventually led you to the diaconate. That marriage union with your wife also brought with you a special gift. And I think it was realized for people who were watching in that that gift was a person, a man who was there at your vesting. Tell us about him.
Oh, yeah. My wife's son, and I've adopted him. I think he's adopted me. When Christy and I first met, there was a little tension, and which is perfectly normal when you have, you know, adult children whose mothers are thinking about dating and getting married. It's a huge deal, and they're very protective. And so one of the things that we ran into was that it took a process of waiting and listening to God and caring about each other. And there were some bumps in the road. But the cool thing was that we are now so close that he was the priest. He's a Jesuit priest. He was the priest who vested me at my ordination. And he hugged my neck like I was his long-lost father, which was super cool. So what a tremendous gift to have God work such a miracle between us that we truly have a great and abiding love for each other. And in fact, he's coming up at Christmas, and he is going to concelebrate with our priest so that the three of us can be at the altar together.
And again, what a beautiful moment, a moment that God knew all along that you would have that opportunity. So what a beautiful witness to what our faith can bring us, even in very difficult situations, that if we allow God to create the road forward, he will always make right of it. So Deacon, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for sharing your story. Before we go today, will you end us in prayer and your deacon's blessing?
Yes, I will. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, almighty and ever-living God, it is to you we come when our hearts are empty and you fill us. It is to you we come when we are filled with fear and you take it away. It is to you we come when our eyes are filled with tears and you dry them and you hug us and you hold us until we are filled with your love. I pray today for all those who are under the sound of our voices, that you might be filled with the love of God today, that you might feel his presence in a way that you have not felt before, and that you would know beyond any shadow of a doubt that God loves you through Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And now may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Deacon Randall, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.